Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Baisdefer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
AM 580 is coming to you from Campbell Hall for Public Telecommunication, made possible by a generous grant from Alice and Robert Campbell. It's time now for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 9:64, up 9 1/4 on the open. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 9:19 1/2, up 14 1/2 on the open. May, 9:35, up 15 1/2. July, 8:58, down 2 3/4. September, 8:64, up 15. December, 8:76, up 10 on the open. March corn opened at 4:80 1/2, up 10 1/4 on the open. May, 4:92, up 10 3/4. July, 5:01 1/2, up 11 1/2. December, 4:91 1/2, up 7 1/2. March of 2009, 4:98 1/2, up 8 1/4. In July of next year, 5:05, up 8 on the open. March beans open at 12:04, up 14 1/2 on the open. May, 12:22 1/2, up 15 1/2. July, 12:40, up 19 1/4. August, 12:50, up 33 1/2. September, 12:20, up 32. November, 11:80, up 12 1/2. January of 2009, 11:96, up 23 on the open. March soybean meal open at 328.50, up 4.80 on the open. March soybean oil opened at 50.48, up 1.20 on the open. January feeders open at 98.35, unchanged on the open. March 102.80, down 22 1/2. February live cattle open at 91.20, down 25 on the open. April 94.15, down 47 1/2. February lean hogs open at 56.10, up 85 on the open. April 62.90, up 32 1/2. And February bellies open at 84.10, up 30 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker, who is with the Grain Group in Decatur, Illinois at ADM. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, we're having continued volatility in the marketplace, Dan, and what we gave away yesterday, we're taking a significant chunk of it back already today. How do you read in general this volatility in the marketplace and what its implications are for the grains for the next 30 days?
Well, as a rule, volatility like what we're seeing here, of course, normally we only see this during times of weather markets, and that's usually not a good sign that the market's going to be able to go higher. It has a tendency to get people into margin call problems, and then you get into liquidation problem, and it just kind of feeds on itself. This is a little different type of market because it has still got good, strong demand under it. Is kind of nervous right now because of the world economic situation and fears of a recession and a slowdown in energy prices, which would result in maybe taking away the energy factor that we've got built into corn and soybean prices. But I don't like volatility as a market analyst because it's hard to read. And like I said, it has a tendency to chase people out of the market and lose interest in owning the market, and that has a tendency to kind of stop some of the upward momentum.
Let's turn our attention then to the marketplace, and if you could please give me some analysis, technically speaking, of the harvest month charts, bean and corn, and what are you looking at both as a technical upside objectives, as well as perhaps because a lot of people are already saying, is the bull market over?
Well,
and wondering about that. So what downward technical objectives would you look at that suggest, well, maybe we're changing the trend?
Well, yesterday's lower levels that we saw when the market was limit down, I've been out on the road here for a couple days visiting with farmers, but I looked at the chart briefly last night, and we're down at some key support levels as far as the retracements, 38 to 50% retracement level. And I think as long as we kind of hold in the vicinity of yesterday's lows, I think you can just kind of call this strictly as a bull market correction. Now, from a cyclical point of view, this is commodities, you know, follow a particular cyclical pattern. Soybeans have a kind of an 8 to 9 week cycle from low to low. Corn has a 10 week cycle from low to low. Sometimes it kind of follows a 7 week pattern. And I guess just looking at the timing indicators, I think we're between now and maybe the first week of February, we could waller around choppy sideways and make some lows. I think if the market maintains today's advance into the close and can maybe show some follow-through as we go on into the weekend, you can maybe begin to say that maybe some of these cycle lows might be coming early. But there's just too much strong cash demand underneath this market, I think, to roll over and die. It's, I think what we're experiencing right now is basically a correction from the strong upside momentum that we saw in December. And then, of course, the January crop report kind of exhausted that move, and we got terribly overbought. You had RSI levels up into the mid-90s. So I think this type of volatility or price action is not necessarily out of the realm of a bull market move. But I would like to, from a bullish point of view, would like to see the market settle down, calm down a little bit. I think that would be healthier for it to move on higher. If not, I think it would just kind of lay out a map that we would continue to see some weakness maybe on into the month of February.
We have a 7 cent gap in the chart on the November soybeans off the opening bell on the 22nd. If I'm hearing you right, would that gap then, given all the underlying fundamentals and all that you talked about, be less likely to be a point of resistance than otherwise?
Well, I'm not too sure what gap you're looking at, Dave. I mean, what are we trading November beans at right now? Are we up 20, 25, or what are we up?
We're at 11.98. Well, that was the high. We're trading at 11.96.5 right now. And if I go
and
to
that's, my, and that's up how much?
The Novi's up 30 at the moment. 11.97.5 up 30.
Okay. Well, see, yesterday we were limit down, so we really don't have a gap yet. I think you probably got a gap maybe like on an hourly chart or like a 5 minute chart or something like that. But on a daily chart, it would be hard to visualize a gap since we were down. But I do think that the fact that that limit down did not show any downside follow through and the markets now are sharply higher is a good indication. As I mentioned, that we do have a lot of cash demand underneath this market. We there was a lot of business done over the past couple days with this market breaking down. The end users have never been able to get any kind of length in this market. It's always been too high to buy, whether beans were at $7, $8, $9, or $10. They've always been too high to buy. And every time you have a hard break, you do see a lot of end-user exporter demand does come in and provide some underlying support to this marketplace.
Are we reaching a point with the outside markets where we can focus more on the story of grains, or is this going to continue to be an issue?
Well, I suppose the market's got its mindset that it wants to kind of focus on the stock market and world recession. But I think two ingredients that you kind of got to keep an eye on is the value of the dollar. And as the Federal Reserve Board lowers interest rates to stimulate the economy, that has a tendency to weaken the dollar. That's going to keep our grains competitively priced in the world market. People still have to eat. Now, the thing that I guess I would be a little worried about would be the energy complex, that if crude oil prices would fall back, that would take a little of the that would force the market to take the energy premium out of corn and soybean values. But I think talk of a recession is more premature. I think if we have a recession, that's more next year, not necessarily right here in the front end. I mean, that's just kind of my opinion. I think the market is still a supply-driven market. We still have to fight for acres. We still have to grow a big crop. And I think that will come into focus here maybe once we get through this correction.
Thank you, Dan.
You're welcome.
Dan Zwicker, market analyst for ADM Grain Group in Decatur, Illinois. You're listening to WILO Urbana.